2 Corinthians chapter 11, and you pray for us tonight. We'll try to give you what the Lord's laid to our heart. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And I'm real thankful to be here, glad I'm saved, and I know that I am. And boy, there's not nothing hardly like that that I'm aware of. There's something about knowing that you're right standing with God. And I'm glad we can be in fellowship with Him. We don't just have to have sonship. I'm glad we can be in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Would to God that you could bear with me a little in my folly. And indeed bear with me." Paul said, "For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Well, I go on record as saying, thank God it's simple. Amen. And boy, if it was complex, we'd all be in trouble. But I've said it before, I'll say it again tonight. I sure am glad when it comes to salvation, God didn't set it up way high. I'm glad it's a low-hanging fruit, just like manna on the ground. Amen. Verse 4, the Bible says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom ye have not preached," he said, "or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might bear well with him." Brother Wayne Ipock, would you pray for us tonight? You can be seated. I'm interested primarily in the last verse that we read. The Bible says this in verse number 4, and I want you to take note of how he says it. The Apostle Paul, of course, is dealing with the church at Corinth. We understand there's a lot of first generation Christians at the church at Corinth, and they had first generation problems. There's a lot of things that are happening in the church at Corinth that ought not be happening in our churches today. Amen. And if you've been in this thing for a very long time and you're still eating meat sacrificed to idols and still going out trying to fornicate and be drunk and all that, friend, there's something wrong with what you got. Amen. And so the Apostle Paul, as he deals with him, though, he comes to chapter number 11, and you'll find that the Apostle Paul deals with this a lot throughout the Scripture. But in verse 4, this is what he said. He said, "For if he that cometh and preacheth another Jesus," and I couldn't help, my heart's been stirred about that passage for some time. You remember over there, I think it's Acts 17, when the Apostle Paul comes into the city of Athens, and it says that when he comes in the city of Athens, it said, "Now as he waited on them," it said that his spirit was stirred within him when he saw that the whole city was given to idolatry. In other words, he stepped out there and he got to looking around at everything that was going on, and something on the inside of his heart got real stirred up about what was going on. And the Lord help me tonight, I'd like to preach on this thought. We find that there's all kinds of Jesuses being preached in America today. And if God will help me, I'd like to preach on the kind of Jesus that America wants. Amen? The kind of Jesus that America wants. Now, this might offend you, and I hope it won't, but this right here is what sparked this whole message. Anybody seen any of these little things running around? These little plastic Jesuses. I've got one at work. They've been one just about everywhere. My boy's got one in every pocket that they had. Somebody been handing them out just about everywhere. This is a long-haired white Jesus, and this right here, the Lord just cut down my heart. This right here is the kind of Jesus that America wants. Amen. I want just, if the Lord help me tonight, I don't want to preach in a bad spirit, but I hope that you'll get the point. Amen. I'll tell you a few things why I know this is not the Jesus that we have, but it's the one that America wants. Let me say this to you. First of all, this Jesus right here, if he tips over, I've got to help him up. up. Amen. I've never had to help up the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one time. Amen. Not one time has God ever fallen over. Not one time has He ever tripped. He's never stumbled. And He's never needed my help. Amen. And then I thought about this. If this Jesus right here, if He were to fall down to the ground, I'd have to help Him up. Amen. But thank God. Hey, thank God. I've never had to help up Jesus. Amen. But I'm going to go on record and say, thank God. He sure enough helped me up. Amen. I thought about this. If this little thing here starts to wobble, I might even have to prop him up. Amen. If you're going to see, you might have to prop him up or he'd fall over. But I'm glad that Jesus I serve, I've never had to prop him up. But there's been a many a times he's propped me up. I tell you this, thank God. You can't even see this. But I was playing with this in my pocket. And this one right here is missing a left arm. And boy, when I was sitting here just feeling with it in my pocket, Nathaniel, God got down in my heart. I tell you this, listen, friend. If this Jesus gets broke, I'm going to have to fix him up. Amen. But not one time in my life have I ever had to fix up the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I tell you this, thank God. If this one right here gets dirty, guess who cleans him up? Amen. That'll be me, thank God. But aren't you glad we serve a God that when we get dirty, He cleans us up? I'm saying this tonight, friend. This is the kind of Jesus that America wants today. I thought about this one. If this Jesus right here were to get lost, you know, you had Him in your pocket, I'd treat Him like a lucky rabbit's foot. Amen. That's what they're doing. Amen. They got Him down in their pocket, and they've turned this right here into an image that they just put down in there. Nothing more than a lucky charm. Amen. But oh, listen, friend. If this one gets lost, I'd have to look him up. But that's not the way it works. Amen. And the Lord has never been lost. Amen. But thank God, I'm glad He found me. Amen. If the Lord help us tonight, I'll give you just a few things and I'll be done. I'll tell you why this right here, and I want everybody to listen. I want you, this right here, it's just a little brief, a snapshot of what America's looking for. They don't want the big Jesus. And so the first thing I'd like to preach on is this. And the kind of Jesus they want is they want their Jesus real small. Amen. They want a real small Jesus. They don't want nothing too big. They don't want somebody who'll look around. My friend, listen, they want their wheels, their ways, and their words to be bigger than His. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. You come in the house of God and they'll say something like this. You know how it works, thank God. I mean, they pull Him out and they'd say, well, you know I ought to. But listen, this Jesus right here, this is who they want. They don't want somebody that's bigger than they are. They want the opposite of what John the Baptist said. They said, let us increase and let Jesus decrease. It's evident. We don't want Jesus in our schools. Don't want Him in our government. Hey, look at me. Most people don't even want Him in their churches. Amen. Hey, amen. Thank God. Oh, listen, friend. And sure enough, not much interested in having Him in their home. Hey, like this one right here. Amen. They like to have Him in their pocket. Hey, you understand, when they get out at church, they set Him up there just the best they can. That keeps trying to fall over. And they said, won't you look at my Jesus? Amen. And then when they go home, they say, let me put that back in my pocket and I'll watch what I want. I'll say what I want. I'll dress how I want. I'll do what I want. It's a mighty little Jesus. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. I start thinking about how so many folks in America, they're not interested in the opinion. They like something like this right here. I mean, this right here thrills her soul. They say, oh, listen, if something happened in my life, I just need just a little dose. Amen. You know, a little Sunday morning religion, and they want that to last about 30 minutes, thank God. That preacher, don't preach too hard. Don't preach too loud. Don't preach too long. And don't preach on sin. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm saying this, thank God. They come in the house of God. They just want a little bit. Amen. I know y'all know I'm telling it right, thank God.
God? Have they come in the house of God? And this right here is the one that they all want. Amen. How they like to put him up, you know, put him up on the dashboard of their car and hang him from their mirrors and hang him from their, you know, there's more necklaces running around. I've got little crosses on it. And if you're wearing one, I'm not talking about you tonight. Amen. But I'm just saying this. And we've got just a little dose and that's about all we want. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, thank God. I mean, just a little dab. That's what they want. I got thinking about there's so many reasons that everybody comes in this place and they get just a little bit. The truth of the matter is they don't want a big Jesus to rule over their lives. They want, thank God, they want to rule over His. Amen. And so they come in and they say something like His. They'll say, well, now listen, you know God's love. Yeah, but I also know God's holy. Amen. I see in their Jesus world, their little Jesus, He's okay with everything. Everybody understands that? I mean, He's okay with sodomites. He's okay with fornicators. He's all right with drunkenness. He's all right with gossipers. He's all right with all that stuff. And so they get that little Jesus and they say, hey, you know that old song, Jesus is all right with me. Amen. Oh, no, thank God. That's your little Jesus. That's not the one in this book right here. I'll guarantee it's two different Jesuses, and the American church has bought in to another Jesus. Amen. Guarantee that's right. You say, preacher, how do you know it's not how do you know it's not the right one? I read my Bible. Amen. I thought about this. Let me tell you how I know that's not Him. That thing right there is not Him on multiple levels. And my boys, first of all, they said, Daddy, they said, why you seem to so big? This is the second time they've heard this message. It got preached at 738 Toomey Falls Road last night, right before prayer time. I had it in my pocket, been stirring on all day. I said, for the Lord to help me, I'm preaching on it tomorrow. But y'all gonna get dosed tonight. Amen. They said, what's wrong with it? I said, several things. Jesus was not an Eastern European with long flowing hair. Amen. Somebody, y'all know where He was from? Amen. He is from Bethlehem. Middle Eastern Jew. Amen. Thank God. Look here, friend. They like this one right here. He's always smiling. But I'm telling you, the one that's coming in the Bible in Revelation 1, His eyes are as a flame of fire and His feet right there, they're brass. Amen. He's coming in judgment. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God for it. I start thinking about it in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40. You know how I know He's not this small? And the Bible said that He measured the waters in the hollow of His hands. And He meted out the heavens with a span. You'll find that in Isaiah 40, verse 12. Amen. If that's not good enough, in Isaiah 40, verse 28, I think it is, He said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, and the creator of the ends of the earth. Amen. Thank God. Listen, friend. He said, neither fainteth, neither is he weary. That's pretty good. Amen. On over there in the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, and the Bible teaches us that he inhabiteth eternity. You know what that means, thank God? That means God is so big that you can go as far back in eternity past, and there he is. I go as far as you go in eternity future, and there he still is. And he's never moved. Amen. Always right where he's been. He's just that big. Amen. That's pretty something. I read about this. Listen, this. I go on tangents sometimes because it helped me. But I wanted to find out how much water's in the world. If he measured it out in the hollow of his hand, I need to know how much water's in the world. Amen. And it just so happens NASA put pen to paper and started figuring it out. You know what they said, how much water there is? They said that they said, you'll go have to go home and look at it. And let me see if I can find where we're at. 370 quintillion gallons. Amen. Thank God. That's a bunch. Amen. That's a bunch. I had to go all the way back to, you know, my junior year in high school. I figure out how many zeros that was. There's a millions, a billions, a trillions, a quadrillions, and then a quintillion, amen, and a 370 a quintillion gallons. And I said, Lord, I wonder how much bigger your hand is than mine. And so I had to look up how much water I could hold in mine. And you know what it said the average person can do? You can put a third of a cup in yours, amen. Oh, yes. Oh, boy, that stirred my heart, amen. I'm talking about a mighty big God, amen. Oh, yes, friend. And they don't like having a real big God. They want somebody that's real small until they need somebody real big. Amen. Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'll tell you this. And the Bible, thank God I'll tell you how big he is. And you know where his seat is when he sits down. And the Bible says that the heavens are his throne. Amen. And the earth is his footstool. That's mighty big. Amen. And here we are carrying this thing around. That's saying, look at Jesus. Thank God. Are you kidding me? Amen. I knew I offended about half the people in here. As soon as I brought this thing out, there's about half the folks in here been handing them out. Amen. And I love you and I'm not against you. Amen. But this is not the Jesus of that Bible. Amen. Smile at me there. I think you're guilty. Amen. I'll say this to you first of all. The way that I know that this right here, the Jesus America wants theirs is real small. Number two, the way I know this right here is the Jesus that America wants is this one right here is real silent. Amen. He don't never say nothing. This one right here, look at me. Look at nobody. Look here, Fred. Hey, nobody wants nobody to say nothing about nothing. Amen. Amen. I said, boy, I like that Jesus right there. He watched me sin and never said a word. Well, I'm going to tell you, friends, you ain't never read the Bible much, have you? Amen. How you get over there in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he gets to deal with them Pharisees and Sadducees. He says, woe unto you, Pharisees. And then he says, woe unto you, scribes. And them lawyers got in the midst and they said, Master, knowest thou not that thou reproachest us also? And he said, oh, hold on just a second. And then the next verse he said, woe unto you, lawyers. Amen. I guarantee that's not what they thought was going to happen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, there's an awful lot in this book that's against sin. Amen. Yeah, God's got a lot to say about sin, about what's right and what's not right. Hey, step first, what is 1 Peter 1:16 still in there? Be ye holy, for I am holy. Ain't that still in the book? Is that... Y'all still got that in your Bible, amen. That's still right here in mine, thank God. I mean, listen, friend, whenever he starts talking about the church and he starts talking about how we ought to be, how there ought not be any wrinkle or spot or blemish, how we ought to be interested in getting right, I'll tell you this, nobody won't say nothing about nothing no more, amen. And furthermore, when you do say something, nobody much cares for it, amen. That's right. Amen. I'm going to preach whether folks is with it or not. I feel the Holy Ghost after that. I'm saying this. This one right here, he don't never say nothing. This Jesus won't never say nothing about faithfulness. He won't never say nothing about finances. Amen, thank God. He won't never say nothing about your service. He'll never say nothing about your sacrifice. That's how I know this is not the Jesus of the Bible. Amen. But this is the one that everybody wants. They want this Jesus right here. They like to put him out there whenever, you know, whenever they're jamming out. They like to put him up there when they're, you know, they're drinking their beer. And they say, man, this one right here, he ain't never said nothing. And then they come and they say, oh, preacher. And they say, listen here. He said, don't you know the Bible says, judge not lest ye be judged. I tell what they say. Amen. That's what they say. Amen. But look here, friend. Your problem is not with me. Amen. I'm not going to stand with you before judgment. I'll give an account of myself. You'll give an account of yourself. But the Bible has outlined what's right and what's not. Amen. Amen. I find it amazing how it seems nobody wants to say too much these days. Ain't that right? This one right here, he's silent. He won't ever speak out against nothing. He won't say that, you know, that it's still a shame for men to have long hair. Well, folks like that, don't they? They like that. I'll tell you what I like to preach on. It makes me happy. And for those of you, it's still in the Bible. It still says it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Is that in there or not, preacher? Ain't that right? That's on it. Hey, listen. This Jesus right here, he won't never say nothing about that. But there's a God in heaven that we'll give an account to for what he said. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, I like to put my arm around my girlfriend, get married. I felt like that'd go good. See, but look here. I got the Jesus of this Bible that's helping me, not this one. Not this one. I mean, we can bow down to this one right here, and everybody can go home, and everybody can feel better about where we're at. for a while. But when you stand before God one day, you're going to say, man, I wish somebody would have said something. I'm trying to preach myself still happy, amen, but it's getting harder and harder as this thing goes on. I want you to understand this. There's several things. One thing I thought about American churches, they don't like this Jesus because this, and I mean they love this Jesus because this and right here, he don't say nothing about salvation. Just any way that works will get you there. Just be good, amen. Give a little bit to the church. Try to be a little faithful. That'll get you into heaven. Look here, friend. Only problem with that's not what that Jesus said. Amen. That Jesus said in John 14:6, he said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12, he says, neither is there salvation any other. Thank God for there's none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 2:36, the Bible says, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that same Jesus, the very same one, amen, and that you've crucified, he's made both Lord and Christ. Amen. Amen. That one. Look here, you can try to get there any way you want, but the Lord Jesus Christ has already said, what's the only way to get there? He says a lot about salvation. Says a lot about sin. Seems to name them. He even talks about folks tithing. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. He said repent a lot. This Jesus right here, he don't ever say nothing about that. He says you're fine. Smiley face. Look at him. Smiles about everything. This one right here does. Smiles about everything. He don't care how you live. This is the Jesus America wants. Is that right? I'll guarantee it is. Look, amen. Amen. Amen, preacher. Most churches, that's what they want to. They'll say, man, this one right here. This one don't never make me feel bad. And I thought about this. You know why Americans want this? This one right here, I mean, he's real small. They want their Jesus small. They want their Jesus silent. They want their Jesus still. Won't be able to walk him, leave him there, and they won't go do what they want to do. And then when they need him, you know, they come back up and they say, thank God he's ever near me. And then they say, let me just put him back down there for just a minute. And they walk off and they go do what they want to do again. Amen. That's what they want. I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm just trying to preach. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, they want theirs to be real still. Don't go home with them. Don't go in the rooms with them. Don't go to the job with them. Don't go in their bedrooms. Don't go in their closets. Don't get on their phones with them. Don't get on their computers with them. They want that Jesus to stay still within the four walls of this church. And when they come in, we can shout her out. And we go home, we can forget about him. Amen. That's another Jesus. Not the one of the Bible. But now listen to me. What I'm saying to y'all, you understand, is more and more foreign in America. They want him still. I'm going to say this to you. You know what else they want? They want him subject. Y'all listening? They want Jesus to be subject unto them and not the other way around. They want to be able to, call, you know... Lord help me. I ain't trying to be mean. I'm just trying to preach right. They want Jesus to be subject unto them. When they need better health, when they need better wealth, they need better jobs, when they need help with their families. Now look here, I'm not a novice in this thing, you understand. I mean, I've been preaching the gospel for getting ready to be 26 years. Been saved for a mighty long time. I've seen a many come up and burn up that altar. Pray, 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 pray. God gives them answer. Never see them no more. You know when you see them next time? Next time they come. This right here is what we want to. We want Jesus to smile on us and turn his face to us. We say, Lord, I need your help. say, I want you to shine on me. And he does. And then, you know, when we want to do our own thing, we say, you just turn around. Don't see what I'm doing now. Turn your face to me when I need you. Turn your back to me when I want to do my own thing. You know the only problem with that? Now listen to me. Now don't get hurt at me. Will y'all promise? Y'all love the Bible. Don't you love the Bible? You're on the hook. There's only about 10 people. Amen that. We love the Bible, don't we? We believe it's right, what he said. You know what I found? I found, you do whatever you want to do with this. This is what I found. I found whenever Zacchaeus got right with God, he called him Lord. Whenever Peter went after him, he fell on his knees and he called him Lord. Whenever Saul's on the road to Damascus, you know what he called him? He called him Lord. Amen. And you know what every child of God ought to call him? And whenever he's Lord, you know what that means? That means he controls every single area of your life. Bought and paid for. Lock, stock, and barrel on Calvary. It's amazing. He would pay such a high price for us, and then we'd look at him and say, I'm not much interested in you. Listen right here, he'd do what I want him to do. I wanted to throw him. He done what I did. But that's not the God of that book. It comes to this God of this book. Listen, everybody look at me. Don't you never doubt that everything is still running according to God's perfect plan. Everything. Now we stand in this place today and we find that everybody in America, they want to determine where God goes, what God does, and what God sees. And that's the Jesus America wants. Now the question is, let's be real honest. Is that the Jesus that we want? Is that the one that we want? I'm being honest. Is the Jesus we want the one that looks like that? That we take out when we want him, put back. You say, preacher, how do I answer that question? Well, a real good indication will be to look back over the last, let's say, month. What'd that look like in the last? Has he been Lord? Now listen, he can't be Lord. Now look here, and if Lord will help me, I'll preach on this for very long. He can't be Lord of some people's life and them leaving the house dressed the way they're dressed. Hey, men and women. Somebody help me right there. He can't be Lord of some husband's lives and then them talk to their wives the way they do. It died on that one there, didn't it? We say, praise God, preacher, get them people that ain't dressed right. What about you being ugly to your wife, you old rascal? Amen. I'm simply saying this. If he's the Lord, he's the Lord. But there has to be a real answer which one we want. Paul told him, he said, there's another Jesus going to be preached. And he said, you need to refuse that one. That's the Jesus being preached in America today. And I'm telling you, we need to refuse it. I've cleared my heart. Let's stand to our feet. I give you what I give you the best I could. Alyssa, come play. Donnie, Josh, whoever's going to come sing, whatever. I'm asking you honestly. Somebody at some point in time, Brother Cliff, they're going to have to pick up that Jesus right there. I'm telling you here tonight, if you're in trouble, there's a God in heaven that'll pick you up. Get a hold of the real thing, and you'll not have to wonder about the right thing. Amen. God help us tonight. As they sing some good song, whatever they're going to sing.